Welcome to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening this week. We are monitoring our national and international news sources this hour on Friday on the U.S. missile strikes last night in Syria. If President Trump makes any statement this hour, we will bring that to you here on WLRN. By next month, hotel taxes from Airbnb guests are due to be collected and paid in two South Florida counties. Miami-Dade and Broward County commissioners separately approved agreements this week with Airbnb over the county's taxes on hotel rooms, 5% in Broward County, 6% in Miami-Dade. Now, while this ends the debate over collecting millions of dollars in bed taxes for the counties, it does not end the friction between local governments and their regulations governing short-term rentals like Airbnb. The agreements to pay the bed tax will bring in an estimated $6 million in Miami-Dade and $1 million in Broward. Certain areas are excluded from the agreement, such as most of Miami Beach, which continues to threaten Airbnb hosts with $20,000 fines if they're caught allowing short-term rentals in conflict with zoning regulations. The city of Miami has also threatened to go after Airbnb hosts, and previously the Miami-Dade property appraiser in the county threatened that hosts risk losing their homestead property exemptions in all of this. So is collecting the bed tax on Airbnb now essentially endorsing the business model without the government regulations? Are you an Airbnb host? Have you paid the county's bed tax even before this agreement takes effect? And why are some cities fighting hard against the market demand for Airbnb in South Florida? This is where we begin the Florida Roundup this week, 800-743-WLRN. The phone lines are open, 800-743-9576. You can also tweet us at WLRN and look for us on Facebook. Let's begin in Broward County with Mayor Barbara Sharif. Mayor, does collecting the tax legitimize Airbnb in Broward County, do you think?
I think that whether you want you like it or not, Airbnb is a legitimate business, and collecting the tax just allows us to have them pay their fair share into the marketing and of Broward County as a destination.
Commissioner Juan Soto is a commissioner for District 10 in Miami-Dade County.
Javier Soto.
Pardon me, Commissioner. Javier Soto. I misread the note here. Of course, Javier Soto. You were one of the three votes against this agreement in Miami-Dade County. Does collecting the tax, as will happen, due to happen beginning in May, legitimize the business in your mind?
Well, they that company or any other company by whatever the name they might be, they may have, they are illegal. They are an illegal organization. They've been operating illegally in Miami-Dade County, and they owe Miami-Dade County a lot of money in fines. And if we have you and I and anybody living like me in unincorporated Miami-Dade County or in Dade County, if we have to go and obey the law, who are they to not obey the law? I think that we have only one type of citizen in the USA, and we have one constitution, and it says that whatever is good for one citizen should be good for the other citizen, so, and whatever is mandatory is mandatory.
So now that the commission, though, has approved, without your vote, but did approve the tax collection for Airbnb hosts, does it now become a legitimate business, as Mayor Sharif thinks it does in Broward County?
Well, I think I have the funny feeling that this thing is going to continue in some way, shape, or form, because what's illegal, it's illegal. You know, and they in reality they owe, they already owe this community, this county government, us, you and me, and those who live here in Miami County, a lot of money, and so somebody can come out of nowhere, from some other city, some other county, some other country, and establish an illegal company here, and then go, and because it feels good or it's sexy or it's popular or somebody decides that. That's the way to go. No, it doesn't matter if they ruin neighborhoods, because my main thing with these people, with this type of attitude, this type of business, is the trashing of Miami-Dade County, the ruining of communities, of your neighborhood.
Commissioner Soto, how are Airbnb hosts and their guests ruining Miami-Dade County?
Well, there's no way to check and know who these people are, you know, and in this day and age when you have terrorism, for instance, it is known, for instance, the guys who were training here years ago, the Al-Qaeda guys, remember, in other parts of Florida. They were renting in houses, and nobody knew who they were. And, but, you know,
Are you saying those kind of background checks should also happen at hotels then as well?
Well, hotels are hotels, my friend, and this is not a neighborhood. Right. It's not a place. It's a zone. We have laws about zoning.
Okay.
Zoning. The laws that apply to the laws about zoning and where you have hotels are not the same zoning laws that apply in neighborhoods.
That's right. Yeah, Commissioner, a lot happening here. I want to get to a number of those instances, but I want to go back to Mayor Sharif in Broward County, which did approve the agreement to collect the taxes unanimously. Mayor Sharif, you've heard the county commissioner in Miami-Dade, County Commissioner Soto, still describe Airbnb as illegal and illegitimate business and still operating outside the bounds of the laws of Miami-Dade County. Why is it different in Broward?
So I'm going to take you back to an issue that we just finished with, which is Uber. Uber was much the same, came into the counties and started operating illegally. They were killing the taxi industry.
I didn't vote for Uber, by the way.
I voted against Uber, too.
I don't believe in Uber.
But the issue is that they have a different business model, and whether we like it or not, they're still considered a business. So we were used to taxis. Now we have TNCs and taxis.
Transportation network companies, TNCs, that's acronym, right?
Right. Transportation network companies. And so while we never wanted to recognize that as a legitimate business because they came in and bullied their way into the market and did the same thing, it's much the same with Airbnb. The Airbnb people have to be held to a certain standard. So if they're coming in and renting to people that are destroying neighborhoods or that are bringing a bad element to neighborhoods, then the only way that you can hold them accountable is through some type of regulation. So like it or not, that you have to recognize them as a business, whether you want to recognize it as a legitimate or not. We in Broward County feel that the only way to start to gain some control over that and gain some regulatory perspective is by starting with this understanding, starting with this agreement, and moving forward from there.
That is Broward County Mayor Barbara Sharif. She's along with us here on the Florida Roundup, as is Miami-Dade County Commissioner Javier Soto, talking about Airbnb. Both counties did approve tax collection agreements with Airbnb this week. It was unanimous in Broward County. In Miami-Dade County, Commissioner Soto was one of three county commissioners voting against it. You are listening to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. Join the conversation here, 800-743-9576. Do you agree with Commissioner Soto that Airbnb and these so-called short-term rental peer-to-peer networks are ruining Miami-Dade County neighborhoods? What's your experience as perhaps a host or a neighbor to a host of Airbnb in South Florida? 800-743-9576 is the telephone number. You can also look for us on Twitter at WLRN. I want to bring in Chibeli Herrera, a tourism reporter for our partner, the Miami Herald, who has been paying close attention to the Airbnb debate throughout South Florida for a good number of months now. Chibeli, when the comparison happens with Uber, as Mayor Sharif did, a common comparison that a number of folks make, when the counties did eventually get in and pass legislation, ordinances regarding Uber, there was regulations attached to it. Are there regulations attached, well, in terms of licensing and background checks, are there regulations attached to the agreements that the county commissioners did this week?
No, Tom. So the tax agreements solely focus on the taxes, and the agreements do allow both counties to reserve their rights to add regulations later on against Airbnb or other short-term rental platforms. But this really only addresses the tax issue, which has been a major issue also for the hotel industry in both counties that are major players and had wanted to see Airbnb play on a more equal level playing field with the hotels.
And this brings the taxing level up to the same for Airbnb hosts as it does for any of the major hotel chains or the mom-and-pop hotel chains here.
That's right. They'll be paying the same, 6% in Dade, 5% in Broward.
And how? What's the mechanism for that payment? Because the hotels obviously have a real business model where the guest pays it kind of as part of the room charge. The Airbnb model is really much more elastic based upon the hosts and their experience in being an Airbnb host.
Exactly. So under the agreements, Airbnb is going to be the dealer now. So they will collect the taxes on behalf of their hosts and remit that back to the county. That also means that all of the host information, like their names, addresses, all of that is going to be protected. So the counties can't persecute these hosts if they're in an area that is not zoned for short-term rentals, for example. example, where it's illegal. So Airbnb will be, it's creating a mechanism for Airbnb to do it on behalf of its host, whereas before, Airbnb just expected its host to collect the taxes, and that's not something that really happened in a considerable way.
Mayor Sharif, why go about the strategy of collecting the tax first and then backfilling with the hope of regulation on the part of Broward County?
Because from our assessment that we can see that they've been operating since December of 2015 in our county and collecting fees from people who are renting with them. And what we decided to do was go ahead and go for give it a starting point for regulation, go ahead and initiate one of the most important things, which was the tourist development tax that they were taking away from the other prospective places that there were to stay in Broward. Additionally to that, we reserved our right to go after them for the monies that are owed.
For taxes not paid since it began operations in Broward County.
Correct. Right. And then additionally to that, because it's a very new industry, you know, we're going out there and we're doing our own assessment and evaluation of the pros and cons of it and what we may need to go back and do some further regulation on in terms of the people who they rent to, the places where they rent, how they upkeep the places. So I think you have to start somewhere. It's just like when we started with the Uber regulations. We started somewhere, and then we developed that. And so I don't see this as any different. This is a new industry, a new type of business model, and we have just got to develop it as we go along.
Your phone calls here coming up at 800-743-9576. Commissioner Javier Soto with Miami-Dade County, one of the three votes against the tax agreement with Airbnb. Commissioner Soto, does this tax agreement, in your mind, take away the ability of the commission to pass any regulatory ordinances toward this kind of short-term rental?
Let me first, again, I want to emphasize the fact that these people came here illegally. They started operating illegally. If you or I or anybody starts an illegal operation in Miami-Dade County, you get fined. So the first thing will be to pay the fines.
How much fines are you estimating? You've mentioned the fine.
Excuse me.
I apologize.
Let me finish.
Commissioner. Just give us the fine dollar amount if
finish.
You could.
Let me finish. My main thing, you know, is, as I said before, is the trashing of the neighborhoods in Miami-Dade County. If you want to live with your family in a nice neighborhood and you work real hard and save your money and buy a nice home, doesn't have to be a fancy home, but a nice home in a nice neighborhood with good schools, with good parts and all that, and you have two or three kids and you're putting them through school, you know, both your wife and yourself working your life away and moving forward, mm-hmm. like living the American dream, let's call that. And here comes somebody with an entity and a business, a company like that, to make money out of your neighborhood by renting rooms in the house next to you or two doors away from you, and you don't know who the hell, pardon my French, is going to go into the house that evening, you know, or for a couple of days, and if they're doing drugs or if they're bad people or good people or semi-good people. You know, you really resent that, and families. The last time I checked, are the heart of a community, of a city, of a county,
sure. Although
of a state, of a country.
Is there any kind of neighborhood notification?
If we're giving that away, my friend, we're giving away America. So that's, you know, it might work in some other country.
Let me ask you a couple of follow up questions.
This is not the America that our founders thought about and dreamed about.
When you raise concerns about mm-hmm. who is using these Airbnb, mm-hmm. are there any regulations in the county in Miami-Dade that require a tenant to notify neighbors of who's living there? My friend.
First of all, you know, there's codes. There's a code. You know, there's zoning codes in Miami-Dade County.
Yes, I understand that. But let me ask my question, Commissioner, please.
If you own a home in Miami-Dade County and you start renting, your rooms in the house like that, you're violating
if you
county laws. And you,
sure,
and,
but
and
if you do a long-term rental, are you required to notify the neighbors of who's involved?
They're going to put a fine right away on you, and they're going to put a lien on your house if you don't pay the fine.
All right, Commissioner, let's take some phone calls from listeners here. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks want to have some words as well. Let's begin in Normandy Beach, North Beach, and Charlie is on the Florida Roundup. Charlie, welcome. You're on the radio.
Hi, good morning. I live here near 71st Street in Miami Beach. And, you know, I could mention about Airbnb guests from a neighboring building that twice have, you know, brought their trash to deposit in our dumpster, which is near the street side of my building, because mm-hmm. apparently their hosts don't, you know, tell them where the garbage is supposed to go. But a more important issue that I haven't heard discussed so far in any of these discussions is how Airbnb can contribute to a lack of affordable rentals, which is an acute problem in this neighborhood, in the Normandy neighborhood here. We have a lot of working people, and, you know, it's not South Beach. And there is a lack of affordable rentals.
And so your concern is that landlords are using Airbnb for short-term rentals as opposed to having affordable...
Maybe getting a roommate, somebody that's on the lease, or just a long-term rental.
Gotcha.
You know, that somebody could be living there.
Sure. Yeah. Charlie, we appreciate the heads up. Thanks for the ideas here. Let's go to Miami, where William is on line 4. William, welcome to the program. You're on the radio.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I believe that Airbnb is a modern business and a modern business model moving forward, part of the sharing economy. I think that it benefits renters that come in for a short-term stay, gives options, as well as ushering in new business models that overall are good for the consumer at the end of the day. And that's pretty much my comment.
Gotcha. William, thank you. We're going to go to Sweetwater in Central Dade. Manuel, you're on the radio. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon. My comments are addressed to the commissioner for Miami-Dade. My whole thing is that, you know, he's talking about families and how the family's the heart of a community and all that. But in the end of the day, these hardworking families unfortunately can't really afford rent, and there be allowed an option for them to, you know, create more of an income for themselves. Not only that, but this is the, you know, technology. It's going to keep on pushing forward. It's going to, you know, create new innovative business ideas and models, and we kind of just need to adapt. The whole sense of, okay, yes, we got to collect the taxes, then we do that. And if it has to be retroactive, then, you know, seek out for that as well. But don't just say it became illegal. There was no type of, you know, laws kind of regulate this to begin with, so you can't just say it's legal. Yes, there's zoning codes and all that.
There were laws to regulate that.
Granted.
Yeah, Manuel, we appreciate that. And Commissioner Soto, right. The Airbnb supporters have said it has operated beyond the regulatory structure of the what
but
their
there
supporters.
Were laws. Again, there are laws about zoning. It's called zoning laws, and the gentleman doesn't know what zoning laws are.
Right.
Zoning laws keep the peace in our communities. And the thing is, in a community, you can't say that all renters are essentially creating damage to a community. That's just false. And
there's zoning laws,
there
my
is,
friend.
There should be done a study about that. See if that is the case.
Manuel,
and,
we got it.
Zoning laws.
Let me put it to the commissioner
zoning
here.
Laws.
I appreciate that. The zoning laws have been... Do they need to be updated, Commissioner Soto, to recognize new business models that have evolved because of technology?
Yes. Well, they could be regulated, but first of all, they have to pay the fines that they owe to begin talks, and then this is my opinion, they would have to pay the fines to begin our talks, and then they will have to go by the zoning laws that we have, or try to change our zoning laws, which they could try to do it also. But if they want to be hotels, well, we have a lot of industrial places here and other places other than neighborhoods. Why do we have to go in the neighborhoods? Why do we have to trash the neighborhoods? You know, so if they are so so modern and so so efficient and so on and so forth. Well, rent some cheap areas in town where we have now perhaps you know, industrial areas and so on and so forth, and modernize them and keep them nice and pretty. But don't come into our neighborhoods.
Commissioner Soto?
Were you raising your daughters or your sons? Why? Why is that?
Commissioner Soto, you've mentioned the issue of back fines several times. Have you an estimated total of what those back fines would be?
I don't know. I don't know, but we have seen the case of Miami Beach and other places where there's millions and millions hanging in the air. Millions.
Mayor Sharif in Broward County, I know that you reserved, in your agreement, you reserved the ability to go back and negotiate for back taxes with Airbnb, as it did as well with Broward County. Have you an estimate price tag on what those back taxes could be?
No, we don't have an estimate on what they could be at this time, and that's why I said it, part of the agreement involves us doing our own assessment of where they're renting and what neighborhoods they're renting in and what effects those are having on them. And additionally to that, you know, there's other companies out there besides Airbnb right. that are operating right now. And in our agreement, we reserve the right to collect revenue from them as well. And so our total could go from 1.5 million up to 4 million annually once we start getting all of the pieces in place. And so this is a new business model.
Mayor Sharif, you make a good point, Chabeli. We call this the Airbnb issue, but it's just simply the largest. There's VRBO, there's HomeAway, and others. How large of a footprint? What do we know about the size, the scale of the Airbnb business as the elected officials are talking about the potential of back taxes and negotiating those issues?
Yeah, so Airbnb is definitely the biggest player in that space and definitely locally as well. There's about 6,800 hosts in Miami-Dade and about 3,200 in Broward. But in terms of their place in like the hotel industry, for example, they are about 4% of demand for hotels, 9% of the supply in hotel rooms or short-term rentals, and 3% of the revenue, according to a study by STR. So really, there's still a small slice of the overall hotel hospitality industry, although they are becoming increasingly a bigger player here locally. I did want to ask Commissioner Soto, you know, and especially in unincorporated Miami-Dade and different parts of the county, we've had folks who have rented out parts of their houses, I mean, historically for years and efficiencies.
That's not legal. It is not legal.
Right, but my question, I do. And my question is, what have you heard specifically about these Airbnb rentals or short-term rentals that is different or more harmful to these neighborhoods than what has historically?
Well, any violation, again, it has to do with the law. Any violation of the zoning laws and the existing code is a violation.
Sure, but
the law is the law. The law is for you and for me and for anybody else, whatever the name might be.
Understood. I just want to get a sense of what you're hearing from residents in your district
Airbnb is. If we were to put this thing to a vote today in the district that I represent, in Westchester and Kendall here, it will go down 75% against. Easily. I'm sure of that. I'm positive because that's what I hear every day.
Commissioner Javier Soto along with us, as is the mayor of Broward County, Mayor Barbara Sharif. Hold on the line. A couple more phone calls here on the Airbnb short-term rental issue. Let's go to the beach, Miami Beach. Angela, you are on the radio on WLRN. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. I just want to say a big thanks to the commissioner because I live next to an Airbnb, and it's an absolute nightmare. Every week there are new cars in the driveway. I have people coming up to my door at all hours trying to figure out if they're at the right address. I've had my driveway blocked. I've had parties next door to all hours. Something has to be done, and it really does deteriorate an entire neighborhood. And I live in an upscale neighborhood on Miami Beach, and it's absolutely made the neighborhood a mess.
Angela, do you know the property owner?
Oh, yes, most certainly.
And have you engaged with him or her?
No, I've actually gone to the city of Miami Beach
mm-hmm.
and complained, and nothing has been done.
Go ahead.
It's a nightmare. It's something that needs to be addressed, and a lot of people say it's a great idea, which it is in certain environments, but in a private neighborhood, I don't know who's next door every week. I see new cars constantly, and that's what needs to be addressed. And I so hear the commissioner. I understand what he's saying.
Angela, I appreciate the idea here. We're going to hear from a neighbor in Miami, in downtown Miami. That's where Robert is. And Robert, you're on the radio now. Your experience with Airbnb.
Actually, my experience has been quite the opposite of what Commissioner Soto is describing. I live near the Colmar Metro Rail Station, and one of the houses right next to my house was very run down and dilapidated. A person bought the house. They actually moved into the house. They do Airbnb out of the house, and the house is very upgraded from what it was. It looks much nicer than what it originally did. All of the overgrown shrubs and everything that were all over the place, he took care of all that. He keeps it up very well, and I have no problem with the tourists coming from other countries. I actually quite enjoy having the little small chat.
Robert, we appreciate your input there as well. I want to leave the conversation here real quick with Commissioner Javier Soto, who opposed the Airbnb tax agreement with Miami-Dade County passed this week on a 9-3 vote. Commissioner Soto, would you support, endorse any kind of public referendum on these types of short-term rentals?
Well, I of course, referendums are always welcome. This is America, thanks God. And as I said before, I'm positive that if we were going to do a referendum in the area that I represent right now, at this moment, it will go down in flames. Now, it doesn't mean that it will fly in other parts of the right. county, because some people, there's people with different ideas and different tastes and different things. But if a company, whatever the name might be, wants to engage in that type of business, I would recommend perhaps to look at certain parts of the county which needs some tender, loving care, and get into that and perhaps rent some piece of land or buy some piece of land or take over some industrial areas and engage in the new business, the new model.
Gotcha.
that they so much love in doing new inexpensive hotels for people, and maybe, it has to be in the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
It has to be inside of the neighborhood.
You're looking at as economic development in some of those areas.
Well, I'm not against people doing business. The business of America is business. We need business. But, not next to me, where you're going to maybe bring somebody that we don't know. And I'm only touching, that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Gotcha. We got you, Commissioner. We appreciate it. I want to give the last word to Mayor Sharif and give her the same type of question. Would you put this type of issue up for a public referendum in Broward County, Mayor?
Yes, sure I would. I mean, I think that it can be. But I want to just make a couple of points based on the callers. First of all, there's been people out there that have rented portions of their houses out for many, many years to make ends meet. We have a difficult economy that we're rebounding from, and so are we going to criminalize those people as well?
That's
the
illegal.
Second thing is that everybody's experience living next to one of these Airbnb rental properties is not the same, and I think we need to go out there and do exactly what Broward County is doing, is go do your own study, go do your own fact-finding to see how bad it is, what areas it's bad in, and maybe in those areas, maybe change the ordinance a little so that it won't inconvenience some of the people. But to turn our backs on it and say, no, we're not going to do anything, it's just going to get worse.
Well, this week, the two counties agreed to collect the taxes going forward beginning on May 1st. Mayor Barbara Sharif, Mayor of Broward County, along with us, and Commissioner of District 10 in Miami-Dade County, Commissioner Javier Soto, along with us as well. Thank you so much for your opinions, and great to hear so many passionate phone calls on this topic. Obviously, we'll continue. Chiavelli, neither county has put this issue to bed, pun intended. There's still a lot more here. Is it on the agenda? Is it on official agendas at this point that you know of, or is it still more amongst the staff and still trying to negotiate and see what may come forward?
Yeah, I think several commissioners have mentioned that they want to look into more regulations going forward. There's going to be, I think, a meeting to discuss that particular issue in Dade on Monday, as well as the mayor here in Dade has also talked about looking at regulations. And Airbnb has been able to do that with other cities in the past as well, New Orleans, San Francisco. where they've enacted some new regulations to sort of appease the cities and reach us an agreement.
Jabeli Herrera, covering tourism, hospitality for our partner, the Miami Herald. This is the Florida Roundup. Stay close. Should elementary school kids be required to have recess every day? And could high school students in Florida take fewer tests? We'll talk about education coming up next. We're funded.